Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Let's get it. Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in iHeart, American Forces Radio, Cable Radio Network 2, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates, podcast, or maybe your video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining us today, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside, and even if not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. I don't know if it's sunny where Brian is at right now. He is apparently en route on the way back from Seattle, possibly by way of Spokane, and he has threatened to make an appearance here on Fun Friday. But as I told you yesterday, I knew it. I knew he was going to bail on us. But that's all right. It's not only going to be a Fun Friday, it's going to be a Filthy Friday, because Filthy Tom Lawlor has once again stepped up in place of his partner and come to try to save the show. We'll see if he succeeds. In the new issue of the Wrestling Observer newsletter, Dave Meltzer is reporting that WWE has booked the 2300 Arena in Philadelphia, the former ECW Arena, and there's a belief that NXT is going to take place on Wednesday, November 6th there, although that date has not been confirmed yet, although you can pretty much bet your house on it, because Tuesday, November 5th, that's going to be kind of a big day here in the United States. And even NXT, as much as I talked about them yesterday being almost impervious to any sort of counter-programming that will hurt them, okay, I was wrong. Probably Election Day. That's going to be a much wilder show. And I don't know, better booked or not, but it's going to be there. So bet your house that NXT is going to take place at the ECW Arena coming up on Wednesday, November 6th. But going to have a lot to get into today. Battle of the Belts 12, Collision, Rampage. We got SmackDown tonight and a whole lot more. We'll get it started here on Fun Friday after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now.
America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Lowe's knows it's easier to make the right calls when you have the right team. That's why our Lowe's Red Vest associates can help with game time decisions. Plus, use in-store mode on the Lowe's app to find what you need. Under pressure at home and want it soon? Order online by 2 p.m. to get it same day. Same day valid on eligible in-stock items and select zip codes only, subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. Exclusions and more terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. We do this show right here for an hour at a time every single day, but if you want us 24/7, you can try to find us on Twitter/X. I'm at Sempervivi. The website is at WONF4W. Tom is at Filthy Tom Lawler, and the broadcaster is at Sports Byline USA. Jim Valley is here with you on Saturdays starting at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and Andrew Zarian is here with you on Sundays beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I'd also love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day. You know how to do that already. Go to thewrestlingnews.com or at WrestlingNewsAV on X or Facebook. Or you can watch it on YouTube as well, too. And while you're there subscribing to the wrestling news on YouTube, you can also subscribe to the new Filthy Tom Lawler channel. Tom?
Thanks for the plug, Mike.
What?
I appreciate it.
I'm trying to lead you into it here. It's Fun Friday.
It's not a new channel. The channel's been up for 20-plus years.
When's the last time you've actually, like, pimped it on your social media?
An early adopter of YouTube. I'm actually trying to get all of my social media channels in order. They're all at Filthy Tom Lawler now. Yeah.
Did anybody have any of your stuff that you've had to try to buy it, like, from them?
Well, originally back in 2008, I remember after the Ultimate Fighter looking to try to buy all the different domains, and my name just wasn't available. TomLawler.com was not out there. And at that time, I was actually going by the name The Filthy Mauler.
The Filthy Mauler?
Yes, that was the original nickname.
Whoa, so it's like Taz was the Tasmaniac way back in the Northeast there? So that was The Filthy Mauler, Tom Lawler. Look at you.
Yeah, and then after being on The Ultimate Fighter, in a match which I was mauled in by Ryan Bader, I said, hey, look, I can't go around calling myself the Mauler when we've got this on clear video that I got mauled by somebody else. So it was changed. And but now, as I said, I'm trying to get them all under the same thing. So YouTube, Instagram, X, everything is at Filthy Tom Lawler.
Think there'll ever be a documentary about your life? And if there was a documentary about your life, who would you want to actually produce it?
Produce it?
Yes. Who would you want to direct it and be the main, like, creative mind to put your life onto display for all of us?
Spike Jonze.
That really?
Yeah, take that, buddy.
So I'll be damned. Look at you. I'm just immediately with him. I don't think movies or anything else. I immediately think of the 90s videos on
MTV.
Yeah,
Beastie Boys.
Yes, and like Dinosaur Jr.'s Feel the Pain video and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, we could get the entire movie done in 5 minutes, believe me. Have Spike Jones produce and direct it. There we go.
But, you know, there would be a long segment on it just talking about that picture that ended up, was it Maxim or FHM? What was it where it was your face that was, you know, immortalized in that picture of, do you got what it takes to be an Ultimate Fighter?
That may have, I don't know what magazine that was. I know what picture you're speaking of.
I say you should sue them for reparations here. I mean, look, you got people that
graduated. Reparations?
Well, I mean, you got people that graduated college 20 years ago, like Reggie Bush is suing the NCAA to try to get some NIL money, like, retroactively. Like, go after them. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is that I'm also involved in a lawsuit by proxy.
in which
fighters are trying to get money retroactively. Still not settled, but hey, it's a lot closer to being settled, apparently, because on Tuesday there is a hearing scheduled by Judge Boulware. So,
is this in Vegas?
I believe so. If it's public, I will go.
I was going to say, show up.
Yeah.
Please show up. Actually, wear a placard, too, with some of your tweets on it, just to, like, you know, hey, are you hearing me, Boulware? Let's get this thing, like, getting...
Should I also ask those people to subscribe to my YouTube?
Yes.
While they're at it?
Yes. Okay. And then have them subscribe to F4WOnline.com like we'd like everybody out there to do. And I can tell you how to become a member a little later on in the show. But it's Fun Friday, and Netflix and WWE are off the heels of Mr. McMahon. We want to get that taste out of our mouth as fast as possible and talk about our new happy synergy together. But a behind-the-scenes documentary series is going to be kicking off at some point here. Nick Khan announced on Thursday at the Next Level Sports Conference in Los Angeles that in addition to moving Raw to Netflix in January, the companies are teaming up to produce a behind-the-scenes documentary series that is similar to the acclaimed Formula One Drive to Survive series, which, what a surprise, I never saw, but everybody said was incredible. It apparently really boosted F1 in this country and the shine on Lewis Hamilton and all that sort of stuff. And it is going to be produced entirely by Netflix, which, not like the Mr. McMahon documentary, which was part Netflix and part Bill Simmons as well, too. So, Tom, any thoughts on them getting together and actually putting out a really glossy, you know, obviously pro-WWE, shiny, happy story, I would assume, putting their best foot forward here in this documentary?
Yeah, unless they're looking to do something drastically different than what we've seen in the past, I'm not really excited by this. We'll, you know, see what will largely amount to a fluff piece, I would imagine. Now, if they let the focus be on some of the individual wrestlers and, you know, really let them be the ones that benefit from this in the long run, you know, maybe it could be good, but I just don't, I'm kind of over it.
Just feels like, I mean, look, it's going to be one of those things that, like on Peacock, that are always very well done. You know, it's just going to be more of an extension of one of those things or something you would see on A&E. You know, because, yes, Netflix is going to be producing it, but you can't have any of the footage or all that stuff unless WWE goes ahead and provides it. And I'm not saying it's going to be, you know, a complete whitewashing of everything, but you got to figure it's just going to be a good, solid pro, like something you'd see on the SEC network about, you know, the Iron Bowl or something like that. It's just going to be, you know, along those lines. So,
yeah, we'll see, like, Seth Rollins do some CrossFit, you know, Xavier Woods will be playing some video games. You know, I don't know. I don't know what these other people do in their spare time. That's about it, I think.
Apparently,
workout, video games.
Yeah. Eat healthy, I guess. Yeah. I mean, what else do people do anymore? It used to be like they would go to the beach and tan and all that stuff. Now you just spray that on.
You'd go to the bar, rip some lines, get in a fight with the police.
They don't do it anymore. Yeah, they don't do this anymore. And I'm not saying I'm not endorsing it. I'm not saying everybody should do it. Once in a while, maybe the right person should do that. Maybe not rip some lines, but maybe, you know, cause some havoc. Get a mopery charge or something like that. Nothing too major or anything. Just get in some trouble, hype yourself up, and get some attention. No. You know, I could be filling this time with what's taking place on SmackDown tonight, but there is nothing taking place on SmackDown tonight. There's a Los Garzas match. A Los Garzas match. Humberto Carrillo and Angel Garza, who turned into Birdo and Angel, and now they're Los Garzas.
Yes, and they're going to face a mystery team, which Nick Aldis himself has handpicked. Los Garzas were not happy about it. Neither were DIY. Neither were the Street Profits. But there's going to be a lot of fans, I believe, happy about it, because the rumors are that it'll be the debut of Alex Shelley, Chris Sabin, the Motor City Machine Guns.
I love that, and I love the fact that they went to WWE, and I love that they didn't have to do anything in NXT, you know, because the tag division could use it. As bad as we talk about AEW's tag division, WWE's tag division is, frankly, just as bad. So them coming in and actually creating a splash right away and being able to work with everybody is going to be awesome. Let's see if Brian shows up. I doubt it. Wrestling Observer Live.
Are we locked in? Then step this way. Step that way. Then step this way. Step that way.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
That's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler here with you on Fun Friday on Wrestling Observer Live. Will Brian Alvarez make an appearance? The line has now moved to about minus 10 million that he will not be, but you can find somebody to take that action for you, I am sure. One thing, and Tom, I don't want to sound like I'm a hater or a crybaby or anything like this here, but I didn't say anything this week when Brian would be talking about Bryan Danielson, and I usually don't when he's talking about him, and he talks about the fact that, boy, he's in such bad shape, and his body was going numb, and his legs are numb, and I always want to jump in and go, he shouldn't be wrestling. Why are they allowing him to wrestle? This shouldn't be the case. You know, there's a guy who's had seizures, all this sort of stuff. And I think Bryan Danielson, more than anybody else in the history of wrestling, won wrestling. Like, no matter what WWE did to him, he was unsinkable. Before he got to WWE, he was already on the mountaintop of somebody that was going to go down in lore of he'll never get a chance in WWE, but this is the greatest wrestler that should have had a chance. He got the chance. He took it, and actually, he got the hot girl. He got the title. He got all of these things that go with it. And like every athlete, there is a cost to that, which was the body. But everything else, more than anybody else, maybe Luthez, I don't know. But like, there's no scandal with Bryan Danielson. There's none of that stuff. And I love it. And he should be able to do what he wanted. And I thought when WWE held him back because they had doctors that said, you can't go anymore, he had doctors that said, yes, he can. I was for them releasing him because, you know, even though I don't like it, what can I say? I'd be hypocritical as a boxing fan to say somebody was in there too long. God, it's boxing. You know what I mean? So if a doctor said he was cleared, he should have that right. You know, a state might not have to license it, but he's got that right. But with all that said, with all of this being talked about, and I know it was getting towards the end of his in-ring career, should they have pumped the brakes on Bryan Danielson if he was truly going that numb and having these issues where we've seen it in wrestling, unfortunately, one bump could leave somebody in that ring forever. Should they have actually, even though they had the plan here, not let this actually go to the end?
You take that risk with every single match. You know, I think that's where it lies. I mean, think about what we've seen. We've seen Paraguayo Jr., you know, pass away. We really still can't even tell exactly what had happened. Yoshihiro Takayama, a guy who took just insane abuse throughout his career, can't walk because of a sunset flip that he was doing. We've seen Misawa decapitated in ring with a cervical decapitation. But we've also seen a number of people make it through their whole careers and come out unscathed, largely on the other end in a lot of ways. Relatively so.
Yeah.
There's a number of luchadors that can still wrestle later on in their careers.
Many, many, many. In fact, they got the highest percentage by far.
Take a look at a guy. You know, you're talking about Bryan Danielson being somebody without a bunch of scandals. He achieved great heights in ring. People respect his abilities as a wrestler. Ricky Steamboat is another guy who I would kind of throw into that mold.
Yes.
Right. And he can still, you know, it looks like he can still move around pretty well. So both sides of the coin are out there, and there's no way to tell exactly what's going to happen when you step in the ring. You know, you could be, your body could be absolutely thrashed and you can make it through a match no problem. You could go in there, you know, having the best physical day of your life and then have one accident and it's all over. Look at, you know, Kota Ibushi at one point was in tip-top physical shape, one of the best physical specimens on the planet, and it took one Phoenix Splash gone awry to kind of derail his career. Hayabusa, at the height of his popularity, landed on his head, and his career was over. So, you know, you can't really tell. You can't tell. It doesn't matter if you're healthy. It doesn't matter if you're beat up. You're taking that risk every time you step in there. And I don't know that he's really any more beat up than anybody else on that roster is, you know.
Well, what, what do you say?
Yeah, but I mean, is that a work? This is my point. You know what I mean?
Then
is this part of the storyline? Because we've even seen him.
No, if that's what they're reporting, no. If Brian said it as, you know, hey, this guy is Bane, if he's actually weaving that into how he's talking about his physical condition, like, then that's actually terrible on Brian's end. You know, it would be unintentional, I think. But, like, you know, if he was actually to that point, and again, he's got an MRI coming up here. And the only thing I would actually argue, too, on the guys that you named were, like Bryan Danielson, nobody, for the most part, could tell any of those guys anything. And, like, Misawa was the boss. Who knows what kind of condition he was in? But all of those guys had a lot of miles on them in the same way that Bryan Danielson did. And does, obviously.
Yeah, but part of my point is that you don't necessarily even need to have the miles.
True.
Wrestling's dangerous enough.
It's dangerous, yes.
You know? I don't know that. A lot of it depends on the exact match you're in, the style of the match, the other person that you're in there with. I mean, I don't know that really wrestling is any more dangerous if you're kind of beat up, you know, as compared to being, you know, healthy.
And Danielson is going to have an MRI because the state of his neck is not good. And Dave Meltzer in this week's Wrestling Observer newsletter, which is up today, fresh for subscribers over at WrestlingObserver.com. He's going, obviously, to find out what level of damage is taking place, to compare it to the last MRI to see if anything has gotten worse, and if so, by how much. There is hope that he does not need surgery and can heal up strong enough with stem cell therapy treatment, and if not, he's going to have to undergo surgery, and then when he returns to the ring is going to be really in question because, yes, with the miracles of modern technology and his strength of the neck, I'm sure that he has muscle, all that stuff, there's positives on his end, but it's also surgery on his neck at his age, where there's a possibility that he may not be able to come back. So we've seen the last of his in-ring full-time career. We don't think we've seen the end of his career altogether, but it is going to be interesting to see if he has to have that surgery and how long he's going to be out for.
Yeah, and it's tough. I mean, it could be a neck injury, you know, it could be like the vertebrae, could be a pinched nerve, could be something like, you know, spinal stenosis, maybe that causes, you know, lack of strength.
I could see him having
those
all
limbs
of
yeah, but, and they're all treatable at variable levels, you know what I mean? But I think at any age you want to try to avoid surgery, so hopefully it's not something that requires that, especially, you know, like, how old is Danielson? Mid-40s
something now? Like that.
You know, he's been looking forward to being off the road and being at home with his family. Well, you don't want to be at home with your family while you're just laying around. It's not that much fun.
So you've done this.
Hopefully, yeah, hopefully he doesn't need the surgery.
Meltzer notes that the original plan for Danielson to lose the AEW was the original plan for Danielson to lose the AEW World Championship to Darby Allin at WrestleDream, but that direction changed with the idea of putting as much heat as possible on Moxley and the Blackpool Combat Club in an attempt to jumpstart interest in the promotion. This is going to be one of those things that you're either, you know, if you're looking at this, you're on one side or the other. He should have passed it to Darby. Could have been a feel-good moment as well as a passing of the torch sort of thing. Other people, no. The right thing to do was actually try to put the big heavy heat on the Blackpool Combat Club and Moxley, because you have been in a slump for a long time. You're not buzzworthy. This might be something to light the fire here a little bit. What do you think about either one of those options? Where do you fall?
I feel as if it was just too early for this Danielson and Darby Allin story to play out. Like, I understand that he's also from the Pacific Northwest. I understand that he's, you know, a smaller wrestler, so you could make that comparison as well to Bryan Danielson. But I feel like you'd be shoehorning something, and you'd be trying to fit a square peg into a round hole, where with Moxley, obviously, he and Danielson have a ton of history. You're trying to do something new, and I don't think it's a bad idea to try to get the heat from the BCC now transferred to Darby Allin in the future. I think either way that they did it, it was going to come off like a rush. And what you really have to look at, like the last month or so of Bryan Danielson's career since he won the belt, was just icing on the cake, and the real filling was what led up to Wembley Stadium.
The real deal, like Filthy Tom Lawler. Unlike Brian Alvarez, he's got 23 more minutes. Let's see if he shows up. We got Collision to talk about, Battle of the Belts, Rampage, and so much more when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
No.
Okay. Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right. Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay. No worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams
when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Semper, VV, Filthy Tom Lawler here with you on Fun Friday on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez not showed up quite yet. If he doesn't show up today, that's all right. There's always another day to do a show. You guys know that. Wrestling Observer Live is every single day. He will be back on this show on Monday then. And back with Dave Meltzer at some point, too, this weekend. I'm sure Dave and Garrett Gonzalez are going to do a Wrestling Observer Radio a little bit later on today, talking about their experience going to AEW Dynamite on Wednesday night. Also on Wednesday night, they taped the tonight's edition of AEW Rampage. That's a lot of time saying AEW right there. Private Party will face off against the MXM Collection. I don't know if that's the main event or not. I would say that it's either Mark Briscoe against The Butcher or Anna Jay against Trish Adora. I don't think Aaron Solo against Kyle O'Reilly gets that position, but that's what's going on Rampage tonight. Tomorrow is Collision and Battle of the Belts 12. They were taped yesterday at the Adventist Health Arena in Stockton, California. For Collision, no spoilers. Top Flight and Action Andretti against the Blackpool Combat Club. The Outrunners against Roosh and Mortos. Kyle Fletcher against Atlantis Jr. Ricochet against A.R.R. Fox. Harley Cameron against Chris Statlander. And Daniel Garcia and Private Party against the Premier Athletes. There's a couple of other matches as well. But if I actually gave them to you, you would know exactly who was going to win. And also Battle of the Belts 12, which that'll take place after that. And I hope that they do have some sort of very nice tribute to Joe Koff. It would only make sense considering the timing and considering the fact that we all know what Battle of the Belts is because Joe Koff syndicating it out back in the 80s for championship wrestling from Florida. But it looked like there was going to be an ROH TV title match between Brian Cage and Commander. That's not happening. Instead, we just have a tag team match. Not for any belt on Battle of the Belts. Brian Cage and Lance Archer, I guess, beginning their path to the World Tag Team titles. They'll face Jack Cartwheel and John Cruz. Once again, not a title match, but an eliminator match. Mariah May against Anna Jay. And then our one title match, Kazuchika Okada against Kyle O'Reilly for the AEW Continental Championship. Tom, are you ready for this? Or are you just going to go, no, I'm going to watch college football and any baseball still remaining on Saturday?
I hate to say it, but I'll be watching a different battle, Mike. Battle of the Belts? No, the Battle of the Giants. When Francis Ngannou makes his PFL debut, returns to the world of MMA, and fights that other big tall guy. It's Hernan Ferreira is his name. I know his name.
Oh yeah.
Francis Ngannou versus Hernan Ferreira. Stacked PFL show actually tomorrow.
Is this promoted by the Turk?
It's taking place in Saudi Arabia.
Riyadh,
Saudi Arabia. Chris Cyborg takes on Larissa Pacheco. Johnny Eblen defends his Bellator middleweight title against the brother of Leon Edwards, the former UFC champion, and amongst others. So the co-leader in mixed martial arts putting forth their best foot tomorrow.
Their co-leader in mixed martial arts.
The ownership said, watch our show. If you watch our show, it's just like the UFC. And I thought to myself, you should try to make your show different than the UFC. You should try to make it,
you need bells, whistles, and gadgets. Yeah. I mean, like, look, and I know the shine is way off. KS, what was it? The KSW in Poland, like that again. Bob Sapp showing up at your shows.
Octagon in Czechoslovakia, the Czech Republic. This past, I believe the show might have been Germany, but this past week had 56,000 people in a stadium at their show. 56,000 people watching an MMA show.
And not one MMA site really reported on it at all in this day and age, because the algorithm is all about UFC number one. And then from there, yeah, drips and drabs for everybody else. I mean, look, even it's on the cover of ESPN and everything. As we were talking during the break about Ngannou's fight, I didn't even know it was for the PFL. I thought it was one of the gimmick fights he was doing to make some money, like he was doing, not a gimmick fight, but, you know, a fight against a boxer, a fight against somebody, just something on its own. I didn't even realize it was part of PFL.
Yeah,
you know, they haven't pushed that forward.
Well, have you seen it push forward anywhere? I mean, it's going to be on ESPN pay-per-view. I'll be interested to see how this does buy-wise, but I believe it's a middle of the day show. And
but considering
like
all
you
the
said,
money they spend, I'm surprised they don't saturate more. Knowing that to me, it's like you have to, don't you?
Hey, I don't. This, if you're not the UFC in the USA, it's tough. You know what I mean? They have such a strong foothold, and I mean, we'll see. ONE FC is in dire straits again. It seems. Yeah. I don't know what the deal with them is. They had to cancel a show in Atlanta. You know, PFL hasn't been able to get a strong foothold here. They're relying on money from investors around the world. So we'll see. But there's a big MMA show tomorrow taking place in Saudi Arabia. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention it.
I'm assuming you still have Fight Pass and everything.
Yeah.
Do you go through it a lot and check out like a multitude of promotions? Is there a promotion like it was real easy to get people that didn't like wrestling fans, especially that didn't like MMA? You could show them Pride, just the Pride video, and they'd be like, all right, I'm in. You know, that the UFC video that they do with Baba O'Reilly was one of the most brilliant things they ever did, because it's like, show that to somebody. It's hard not to get sucked in, you know, to it. Is there a promotion there that you've seen that's actually got, you know, some sort of feel to it where, yeah, somebody should actually check this out because there's good stuff on here and it's fun to watch?
I mean, there's nothing on Fight Pass that I would say is like that. The best worldwide promotions are the ones we've already mentioned, you know, KSW, Octagon, Ryzen in Japan.
Is all the production pretty much the same on all those shows? Like, it's just as basic as possible.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
okay.
not. Those
well,
are,
that's
those
what
are
I'm
the
talking about.
Those
though.
Are the shows that have the over-the-top production. That
no, no,
I,
no, not those shows. But there's nobody
love.
On Fight Pass that's got, like, anything kind of like their own thing. Like,
no.
At least with, like, Hook and Shoot, like, it was fun. And, like, the announcing was fun. And they would have the gimmick tag matches and all that sort of stuff.
No.
God damn, that sucks.
I will say, you know, how many years ago was this? 1996, so that would be, what, almost 30 years, 28 years ago? Mm-hmm. Battlecade Extreme Fighting 3 took place 28 years ago today. Can you imagine that? Conan Silvera getting his head kicked in by future UFC champion Maurice Smith. Kazunari Murakami
Jesus.
Fighting Bart Vail.
New Japan legend.
Think about that. So, Matt Hume versus Eric Paulson.
I don't know. Do people realize how great of a wrestler Matt Hume was? I would think so.
I don't
so.
Think anybody I does.
Well,
even the guys in MMA circles don't realize what a just tremendous asset and genius that guy was. Great competitor.
Just
a lot of guys.
Does.
There's a lot of guys that are lost to the ether in combat sports.
You know, there was a wrestling show that probably should be lost to the ether. It was the first time that GCW went to Hammerstein Ballroom, and I went to that show, and I know what it meant to a lot of people, and they were really happy to be able to run the place that ECW had run, and it was like, all right, cool, but if people remember, it didn't go according to plan for a lot of GCW fans that wanted a lot more out of the show. I was just happy to be in New York. It was an excuse to go to New York that weekend. Well, the show wasn't much, but like it was cool to see a show at Hammerstein. I was cool with it. But apparently Brett Lauderdale was caught everybody's feelings. He's been holding on to him for 2 years. And he and Giancarlo and whoever it was also that coordinated this video that they made for their return to the Hammerstein Ballroom in 2025. I don't know. Did you see the video? Because that thing Fs. That thing goes real hard. I thought that was awesome as far as, like, again, not having every resource in the world and putting something compelling and actually pretty damn awesome there as a promo video.
No, actually, I haven't seen the video. I'll have to check it out. I saw the announcement that they were going back to Hammerstein. And I think one of the big issues, Mike, was the fan base wasn't happy because all the GCW guys jobbed out.
Well,
you think Jeff Jarrett's coming back to give Effie his big win at the Hammerstein this year? Is JBL going to come out and eat a line from Effie instead? Is that what the payoff's going to be? You know, I think that was kind of the
Ruby
cause
Soho
of
not
the fans'
getting,
consternation.
Was it Ruby Soho and Alley Catch? You know, Alley Catch was on that ascension there, you know, and didn't get the victory. And yeah, it had to become Effie's gimmick then to face anybody who would come around from outside the promotion, including now apparently Bully Ray. Apparently he showed up at the last GCW show during the War Games deal. But if you needed alternate programming, they're on tonight and tomorrow on Triller. Golden, Colorado, the home of Coors, the quarry at the Jefferson County, Colorado Fairgrounds. Tom, have you ever ventured over to Golden, Colorado at any point?
No, I've never tapped the Rockies. I'm too busy tapping other things in my spare time. You know what I mean?
Rina Yamashita against Effie. That actually was booked for me. I'm completely fine with that. Alec Price against Jack Cartwheel, Jack Evans, Gringo Loco, Dr. Redacted against Oren Vedet, and Dulce Tormenta against Brooke Havoc. Tomorrow, Blood on the Hills 3 from the Ukrainian Cultural Center in Los Angeles. Have you worked that building, have you not?
Yes, I have.
It's horrible. It looks horrible as far as the back and getting dressed and doing anything. It just, the pictures are hideous. Is that the worst, like, backstage you have to deal with as far as getting ready?
I don't know. I've wrestled at the arena in Jeffersonville, Indiana, many times. And, I mean, I cannot. Let me put it this way. There, and this is not the only show where I do this, but sometimes if I have a rental car, that is my dressing room.
Smart man. GCW World Title match, Mance Warner against Sieg Lope, brother Broski Jimmy against Chris Bay. Interesting match.
Is he just going to job on his way out to joining the Hurt Syndicate in AEW?
You know?
This poor Jimmy Lloyd.
That's right. Everybody remembers WrestleMania when things went down and WWE tapped Jimmy on the shoulder, had him come to the back, had a meeting with MVP, and he became a member of the Hurt Business. We could see Broski Jimmy out of there soon. Jack Evans against Sidney Akeem in a match that will have a lot of flips and moves. And C4 against the Garbage Daddies also fills out that card. Let's see if Brian shows up for the last 2.5 minutes. Wrestling Observer Live. Me, I dodge both shots. Kyrie, do it anywhere. Having sex in the Bugatti. Nobody couldn't see us because the windows got foggy. Flames try to rob me. It's going to be a homie. I hope the president appointed me.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you to put a bow on Fun Friday. Nobody had more fun than Brian Alvarez because he wasn't here unless he was in traffic. And then you'll hear him complain about that the next time he does a show with his friend Vinny and possibly Craig and Granny and Sean as well. You can find the Brian and Vinny show on F4WOnline.com. You can become a member for $14.99. I want to push that because you get access to everything. You get the newsletter. You get the archives. You get all these great radio shows that nobody ever promotes on the site, like the great Carl Stern, the great Les Thatcher and Vic Sosa, one of the best voices in all of podcasting. The man's got a professional radio voice because he's on professional radio in New York. And a ton of other great shows as well, like the Adam and Mike Big Audio Nightmare. A new one of those up for subscribers right now with my friend Adam Summers talking about everything going on in the world of professional wrestling in Japan, especially New Japan Pro Wrestling. Zack Sabre Jr., your new IWGP World Heavyweight Champion. And also about a pretty damn good match between Kiyomiya and Kitayama. Yeah, I got those names correctly. Noah, GHC Championship. When Noah is good, boy, their big matches can be really good. But then again, there can be a whole lot of nonsense like Yoshitatsu coming back to form some sort of crazed faction with Daga.
Team 2000X.
Jack Morris. Yes, Daga and Jack Morris.
Should Inoki come up from the grave and come out and smack Masachono again? Like
not
he did at IGF?
Him. No, get the chair. Remember when he got the chair that one time and was throwing the chair? That's what, you know what? Maeda needs to come in and just start slapping and kicking people and throwing chairs on them. Maybe that.
Well, you know what? There's also the Japan Martial Arts Expo, which takes place, you can find tonight, on pay-per-view as well. So maybe it'll be a throwback to those days.
people just getting beat up left and right. Because that's what I like to see, Mike. I know that's what you like to see. And on Monday, I'm hoping to see you give that poor little Brian Alvarez a beating audio-wise.
Here on Wrestling Observer Live.